Okay, today we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Erev, and today we are up to parak A, Mishnah Tesa. Baruch Hashem will finish the fifth parak and begin the sixth parak of Maseches Erev. So, the Mishnah discusses the machlokas we just had in Mishnah Ches, which was that if you put your Erev in a neighboring city, so we had a machlokas whether that entire city becomes like Dalet Amos for you, even if you were not there. So Amalan Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to the Chamim, Rabbi Akiva said that it does not become like Dalet Amos for you. Iyatem modimli, don't you admit to me, don't you agree, benosin eruva b'ma'ara, that if you put your Erev in a cave somewhere, she'en lo mimakom eruva ela alpayimama, that you only get 2,000 Amos from the place of your Eruv, and not from the end of the cave. You can't consider the whole cave like it's 4 amos. So the same should be in a neighboring city. If you put your Eruv in a neighboring city, that whole city doesn't become your Dalet Amos. You should only get 2,000 amos from your makom of your Eruv. So you see that there's a difference between someone who's actually there and someone who puts an Eruv there. When you're actually there, then the entire city becomes Dalet Amos. But if you only put an Eruv there, but you're not actually there, then it does not become like Dalet Amos. So Amrullah, the Chacham said back to him, Amasai, when do we say that if a person puts an Erev in a cave, he cannot consider the entire cave as if it's Dalet Amos? Bizman she'ein b'diyurim. That's when it's not something that's a place where someone could live, because the walls have collapsed, it's not considered to be enclosed anymore, so if someone's spending Shabbos in the cave, couldn't consider that as if it's 4 amos, and the same would be true if you put your Erev in the cave, aval yesh bet yurin, but if the cave is somewhere that people could live, it's enclosed, and it's a proper structure, and you put your Erev inside of it, then mahalichas kulav chutzal al bayamama, then absolutely, you can walk throughout the entire cave as if the cave were considered a Dalet Amos, and you get 2,000 Amos from the edge of the cave. So the same is true when it comes to a neighboring city. And they say, Nimta kal tocha me al gaba. And therefore, if you're in the cave, it's more kal. You have a greater kulas than if you're on top of the cave. Because if someone puts the Erev inside of a cave, the entire length of the cave is considered by only to be Dalet Amos. Whereas if you put your Erev on top of the cave, then you have to count your tchum from the makom of the Erev. So that's if you put your Erev inside a cave that someone can inhabit. V'lamode, but when it comes to measuring the tchum from where you live, if the 2,000 amos end within the cave, then that's where it ends. The tchum ends right in the middle of the cave. You're not allowed to consider the cave as if it is Dalet Amos, meaning the cave is considered Dalet Amos if you have an inhabitable cave where you are either staying or you put an Eruv. But if you live somewhere else and the 2,000 Amos ends in middle of a cave, then even the Chum will agree that we don't treat the entire cave as Dalet Amos, and you're not allowed to go beyond where your 2,000 Amos ends, even if it's smack in the middle of a cave. So now we move on to the sixth parak of Maseches Erevin, Mishnah Aleph. So let's say Hadar iman nachri b'chatzer. Let's say now we're moving out of Eruv Tchumen. We're going to talk about Eruv Chatzeros and Shitufei Mavuos. So Eruv Chatzeros means that if you have multiple houses in the same chatzer, you're not that all share the same chatzer, you're not allowed to carry from one house out into the chatzer, certainly not into the other houses, unless you make an Eruv where you join in a box of matzahs or some other food product, you join together a shutfus where it's all considered one place of residence. And the same is true about joining various chatzeros together within a certain mavui. So adarim anachri b'chatzer, if a Jew lives with a non-Jew in the same chatzer, o imi she'eno mod be'eruv, or he lives with someone who's Jewish but does not follow or believe in the halachas of Erevin, like Kutim where did not believe in the Torah Shebal Peh, and therefore they did not believe in the Din Drabanon, like Erevin. So Hareza Osra Lav, that person, meaning the Jew, that person asers the Jew from being able to carry in his chatzer, meaning an Erev is not even an option with such a person. So and this was a Din Midrabanan, because the Chacham didn't want us living in such mixed company with Nachrim or with Kutim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's at least the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that even though it's rare for a lone Jew to share a courtyard to share a chatzer with someone who's a non-Jew, who's an Ovid Chavim, the Chum were still concerned, because the Chum are choshen lemiyuta, that's Reb Meir throughout Shas, that even though it's not such a reasonable concern, it's not such a high percentage concern, nevertheless, the Chacham were still concerned about this. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer Rabbi ben Yaakov, disagrees. He says, the Olamein Oser, Achu Shnei Yisraelim, Osrin Ze Al Ze, that it's only going to be Aser, if there's a non-Jewish neighbor, when there are at least two Jews living in the chatzer that aser each other anyway from carrying without a neiruv, so then once there's a non-Jew in the mix, even with a neiruv, it's going to be aser, because that's where the Chacham said that neiruv joined by both Jews is not going to be matir the carrying unless they rent the residence of the rights in the chatzer that belongs to the non-Jew. But when there's only a single Jew, you don't have to worry about it. The Rabbanan didn't have to make any such gezeiros, because what single Jew in his right mind, what individual Jew in his right mind is going to live in a chatzer with only Ovdei Kochavim? He's probably not going to do that, because he'd be fearful for his life. So the Chum didn't have to make any such gezeirah. So that's why in all of our community Erevin, it's very critical that we are socha rishus, that we rent rishus from the Nachrim. So typically they'll go to the mayor of the town, or they'll go to someone who has, sometimes they go to the fire commissioner, because it has to be someone who has access or ownership of all of the common areas. So the fire commissioner is able to go into any house that he wants when it's on fire, or whatever, but they'll go to the mayor of the town and they'll be socher rishos, and that's a critical part of the Erev. Otherwise, in any town that has non-Jews, we wouldn't be able to make an Erev. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Parakeh Mishnah Tes, we said that Rabbi Akiva said to the Chachamim that I hold that if you are not in a city where you set up your Eruv, then that city does not get counted as Dal Ramos, and my Raya is from an Eruv that's in a cave, that you put an Eruv in a cave, that cave does not have a din of Dal Ramos for you. You only get Alpayimama from the Makam of the Eruv. So the Chum said back to him, what are you talking about? If it's an inhabitable cave, then you absolutely get to consider the entire cave as Dal Ramos, and you get to measure 2,000 Amos from beyond the cave, from the borders of the cave. And they said the raya is the raya is that we say that being on top of a cave is more chumra than being inside of a cave, because when you're inside of a cave, we have this kula that you're able to measure the entire cave as dalet amos. When you're on top of a cave, you got to measure the 2,000 amos from your actual eruv. The only time a cave does not count as dalet amos is if your tchum ends in middle of a cave. So if your tchum ends in middle of a cave, so then your 2,000 amos end there. So then you're not allowed to treat the whole cave like dalet amos. Your tchum actually ends there. And then in Mishnah Aleph, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, we said someone who lives together with a nachri in a chatzer, or he lives with someone who is a kuti, so the Reb Meir holds that that person will aser on him, because we're gozer that we don't want you living alone in a chatzer with a nachri or with a kuti, whereas Reb Lazar ben Yaakov says, no, it's not going to aser unless you have two Yisraelim and a nachri. Then you need to be socher rishos from the nachri in order to be able to make the Erev. Okay, B'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis.